Good morning, Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Jamie, Amy K, and this is Confess Your Crush. Now, really hoping to do a couple of these, especially leading up to Valentine's Day, because I think over the next couple of weeks, there's going to be plenty of people that are in the love mood. Now, you've maybe heard this segment before. We've done it a few times, and it tends to cluster around Valentine's Day. But the idea is that there's somebody that you are admiring from afar, and you would like to let them know you're interested. That's where we come in. Now, usually, these do end pretty positively. We've had a couple that weren't necessarily, they were unrequited, I guess, is the best way to put it. We're going for love, though. We're going for love. So today we have Trevor. Trevor, can you tell us about who you're crushing on, what your relationship is with them, and just everything?
Yeah, man. So it's been like a long time crush, but I've been crushing on my coworker Chelsea for a while now. And like it's interesting. Like, we spend a lot of time, you know, joking around right with each other at work, and it's gotten to the point where like our manager is giving us a hard time for not like social distancing better, right? And it's just great. Like, we have a great relationship. She's pretty. We flirt a little bit, and I'm just looking to make a grand, you know, grand gesture to get her attention, right? Because like I just keep thinking about asking her out at work, and I think it's just gonna be awkward because we've been friends for so long that I don't want to ruin that, but I also want to make sure that she clearly knows that I'm making a move, right?
Trevor, do you think that she has an interest in you?
Yeah, I think so. Right? Like, she's always like asking if I'm single, you know, she's asking if I'm available. So I think so.
So it's pretty obvious you guys have a flirty relationship. This is just kind of, like you said, the grand gesture to say, hey, I'm interested, let's do this.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because, I mean, we've been friends for so long, and I've been crushing on her for so long. Like, I want it to be special, right? This could be the start of something, like, really cool. And I want to give it the space and the attention it needs to be awesome.
Well, if you're still, like, game and you want to do it and you don't mind that thousands of people are going to be listening, we will do it in, like, 3 minutes. Is that okay with you?
Dude, I can't think of anything grander than asking her out on the radio like this. That's going to be great.
Got it. Well, here's why I feel positive about this one. They're already flirting and stuff. And would you ever just like be asking like, hey, are you single? Hey, you single? If you weren't kind of interested in somebody?
Absolutely not. You're asking that for a reason. You want to know because you want to make them not single.
Yeah, I feel very positive about this one. Confess your crush. We'll call Chelsea here in less than 3 minutes.
It's a Morning Playhouse Flush the Format Friday.
It's all about the variety.
Y94.
Here we go, Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. So we are in the middle of Confess Your Crush, which is exactly what it sounds like. You're interested in somebody and you just want to make something happen. And we kind of play the middlemen and women to try to help broker you a little bit of romantic attention from this person. Now, we just heard from Trevor a little bit ago on the Playhouse Family, and he told us all about Chelsea here. And she's just great. They flirt all the time at work, and she asks if she's single, which I think is a, like, there's a neon sign that he's got the, you come on in.
Oh, yeah. They need that. Otherwise, you feel kind of guilty if there's a bow.
It seems like she's giving him all the green lights already. But we're going to try to push her in the right direction. And you guys got her on line three, I presumably is her. Chelsea, do you hear us okay?
Hello?
Hello, is this Chelsea?
This is.
Hi, Chelsea. It is the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Zero, Jamie, Amy K, all in the studio this morning. Do you have a couple minutes to talk with us? Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess.
I promise it's for a positive thing. It's nothing negative. I think sometimes we call people and they assume something terrible has happened. Nothing terrible's
right.
happened.
Right. I'm wondering, like, oh my gosh, did someone send in a picture or something crazy? Or, like, what do you need my permission for or something? But,
no, what? No, so we do, and we've done a couple Valentine's Days in a row here. I don't know if maybe you've ever caught one, but we do a segment on the show called Confess Your Crush. And we've been chatting with somebody this morning. and they have a crush on you. They think you guys have a very flirty relationship, and they'd like to kind of unveil that to you this morning. But before we get into that, I guess I'm curious, do you have any idea who this person could be?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, so first of all, yes, I have heard that segment before. And so you're asking me if I have a crush on someone?
No.
Or?
No, I want to know if you have any idea who might have a crush on you. There's somebody who has a crush on you.
Someone has a crush on me?
You have a secret admirer.
Oh, my gosh.
No ideas who it could be?
Okay. Okay, wow, you guys caught me off guard. You know, where do I know them from? Do I get hints?
It is somebody that you might know professionally. I don't know if that kind of points in the right direction. Do you have any idea who that might be?
Professionally. You know, I might have an idea, but I don't want to say anything because you know how, like, no offense, but, like, you know how guys are. Sometimes, like, they're just flirtatious and you don't know if it's anything more than that. And so I don't want to say anything and hurt anyone's feelings. So I'm going to say I don't know. I plead the fifth.
I do feel like you might be on the right track. If Crusher, if you want to go ahead and kind of unveil yourself and say hey.
Hey, Chelsea, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Trevor?
Yeah, it's Trevor, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hi.
Hey. How are you doing? How's your day?
That's awkward.
Weirdly awesome.
I think the pleasantries, just given that she knows why she's on the radio, you can skip those. Why don't you let her know, like, why she's on live radio today with you, Trevor?
Yeah, so, I mean, Chelsea, like, the reason why you're on live radio with me right now is because I've had this huge crush on you forever. And I know we talk at work, and I didn't want to bring it up at work because I didn't want to make work any weirder or anything like that. But, like, I got to just tell you, like, I think we have great chemistry. And I wanted to make some sort of big grand gesture and show you how much I like you and how badly, like, how much I would love to go out with you, you know, maybe grab a drink, maybe grab some dinner, just hang out outside of work. And this is going to be so corny, but, like, I couldn't think of a better way of doing this than to have, like, 1,000 of other people listening at the time I ask you out, right? Like, has any guy ever done this for you? No. We've talked about this. Like, you love big, grand, romantic gestures.
Right.
Here I am making
like,
one.
This is that story you tell your grandkids. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
exactly.
I'm totally a romantic, and so I really appreciate that.
Grandkids?
And I'm... Okay, so, wow, this just kind of, like, took me by surprise, and...
So have you ever thought of Trevor that way before? Because his perception was you guys have a very flirty work relationship. Is that... Have you kind of felt that's what's been going on at work too, Chelsea?
Yeah. And okay, so I have to admit that, like, I've had a boyfriend up until Thanksgiving. So, like, we broke it off previous to, you know, the holiday time. And so I've been single for a few months and I wanted to take that time to kind of get to know myself. And I mean, Trevor, he's gorgeous. He's funny. He's romantic. I almost thought he was gay when I first met him because he's just one of those dudes that, like, looks really sharp and then can also have a conversation. So it made me kind of question, you know? So I would be really interested, but, like, the whole working where, sleeping where you work, or that old cliche, I can't remember what it is.
Sleeping where you work.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, do that and kind of screw myself if it's something that doesn't work out. Do you know what I mean? That would be my only concern.
Well, here's, I guess, where I would, I guess, leave it then as far as we're concerned. So we kind of came into this expecting to send you guys on a date if you were interested. We'd pay for that. You know, we'll send you out for a nice dinner and stuff. Is that something you'd be interested in doing and getting to speak with Trevor outside of work if we spring for that? Or are you willing to take that gamble?
Yes. No, totally. I would absolutely, especially if you guys are paying, because then I don't feel, like, guilty and he's not paying because I know how much he makes if we work together. So, and, like, COVID has been rough. So, yeah, like, if you guys are paying, that's, I mean, how do you say no to that, right?
Trevor, this is usually where you'd be really excited that she said she wants to go out with you.
I'm just shocked. I'm so happy right now, guys. You can't see my face, but my face is beaming. Like, Chelsea, like, I'm so excited about this. This is going to be amazing. It's going to be so much fun. I know that you're worried about, like, what's going to happen at work if things didn't work out. Don't worry about that, right? Like, the worst thing that could happen is we find out that we're just better off as work friends, right? Like, I don't have crazy high expectations from where this is going to go. I'm just excited for the ride. So, like, let's go out. Let's go have some drinks and have some fun.
Well, yeah. Listen, nobody said anything about rides, but you guys. No, that's awesome. Well, obviously, you guys are going to see each other at work, presumably shortly. So, congratulations on your date, and hopefully, you have a fun work day making eyes at each other all day.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Okay. I'm going to go get ready.
Take a little extra time today. A successful confess your crush, ladies and gentlemen. All right, it is a Flush the Format Friday. Make a little bit of love happen today. Mailbag yet today and your picks all morning long. Congratulations to those two.
Oh. The Morning Playhouse.
Flush the Format Friday. Can get enough. Text your request to 35270.
Y94.